Hi, and welcome to Moving Through Motherhood, a podcast for mums who want to move more mindfully through all stages of motherhood, including pregnancy, postnatal, and beyond. I'm Jen Mazur, founder of Mum's Yoga Club, and I'm here to support you in motherhood through conversations about movement, mindset, motivation, and so much more. So let's get started with today's episode. Start your 7-day free trial on Mum's Yoga Club, the online membership today. With unlimited yoga and meditation for pregnancy, postnatal and beyond, as a listener to the podcast, you get an exclusive 20% off a monthly or annual membership when you use the code POD20, that's POD20. That's less than £4 a week for unlimited yoga. So come and join our community of mums moving through motherhood together. Join Mum's Yoga Club, the online membership today using the link in the show notes. See you on the mat. Hi, welcome back to the podcast. Hope you're all doing well and you've had a nice week so far. It feels like autumn has definitely arrived where we are, which I have to say is quite nice. I do love the autumn season. I love getting cozy. I love the cold air. Yeah, I feel like we've had quite a nice summer. So it's, yeah, I feel ready for the change of autumn. I'm not sure how you all feel too, but I do like the coziness of autumn, so it feels like it's arrived as I'm recording this, and yeah, I'm enjoying it. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about exercising while you're breastfeeding. So if you've recently had a baby and are breastfeeding, you might be wondering if exercise is safe or what you need to do to keep yourself safe, and if it is okay generally to continue with exercise. So yes, it definitely is. But of course, it's all about just balance and being mindful of how you're feeling and any changes that you come across along the way as well. But we're going to talk today about 5 key things that you need to keep in mind when you're returning to movement after having your baby. So these will just help you to have a safer, a more enjoyable experience as you start to move your body again. So yeah, let's jump straight in. So number one is to be aware of hormonal changes. I'm sure you're very aware that your hormones are completely different to how they were even in pregnancy and to before pregnancy as well. So you're probably feeling different. And yeah, there are some things you should be aware of if you are breastfeeding, because when we are breastfeeding, we have, for example, prolactin. That's the hormone that drives milk production, but that can also make you feel quite tired. And then oxytocin, another hormone if you're breastfeeding, which is the love hormone, which promotes bonding with your baby. So really, really important. But it can also make you feel extra relaxed or even sleepy, really lethargic at times. So what we need to be aware of in that case when it comes to exercise is that this can really affect your energy levels. So you might feel really, really energetic one day and then completely drained the next. And that's why it's so, so important to listen to your body. As I always say in all my classes, listen to your body. If we really stop, pay attention and listen to what we're feeling, then we can just look after ourselves so much better. So maybe those days when you are feeling quite low in energy, you can just focus on really gentle exercises, like some of the calming yoga flows on there, the really slow yoga classes, more restorative practice. And then other days you might feel like you're feeling really good in your body, you've got that energy to use, so you can do something a bit more active, start to rebuild that strength again. And yeah, just go with how you're feeling on the day. So listen to your body, be aware of those changes. And also those hormonal changes can make your joints a little bit looser. So if you did exercise in your pregnancy, you were probably made aware that all of those hormones can just make those joints a little bit more relaxed, which is very useful in pregnancy and giving birth. But those stay, if you're breastfeeding, that hormone stays in the body, which means that you can be a little bit more prone to injury. So just hold back a little bit, don't go too far into stretches, don't try and overdo it to begin with, just take it slow and just focus on that strength building, that gentle strength building, rather than the stretching and getting more flexible. So yeah, just take it slow, take care of your body. So number two is to choose the right clothing. So whether you're practicing at home, whether you're going out to a class, you want to feel good, you want to feel comfortable in what you're wearing. And that isn't always the case after we've had a baby. You know, maybe the active wear that we wore before we had kids doesn't really fit that nice anymore, and it just doesn't feel comfortable, especially if you're breastfeeding. You're going to want that really great supportive sports bra so you can feel nice. And yeah, just do a little bit of research and just find some nice maternity wear, maternity active wear that you can wear for your classes. It's going to make such a difference. And actually a lot of it, you wouldn't really know it's maternity wear. So you're buying it now, you can invest in it, but you'll be able to wear that. I still wear quite a few of my maternity jumpers and things like that, because a lot of the time you don't even know. I actually have a discount code, an affiliate code for Natal Active. They are an amazing pre and postnatal activewear brand. So the link below is for there if you want to get a little discount off Natal Active. Have a little look. They do some great, great things for postnatal women. And yeah, mainly you want to also think about the sports bra and if you can feed in it, or generally your top as well, whatever you're wearing. Can you breastfeed in it? Because the chances are, if you're practicing at home, baby's there, or if you're coming to a class and baby's there, there might be a time where you're in the middle of class and baby wants feeding. So you're going to want to make sure that what you're wearing for class you can also feed in as well, so you haven't got to worry about how you're going to feed if you're working out and how that dynamic's going to work. You can just breastfeed in the active wear clothes that you've chosen, and also straight after as well. You don't want to have to get changed straight after you finished your yoga class. You can just sit and feed and do what you need. But yeah, it's just making your life a little bit more easier for yourself and for baby as well. So definitely get some good active, so definitely get some good postnatal active wear is another good tip. So number three is to stay hydrated and nourished. So hydration and nourishment are probably two of the most important things to remember while you're breastfeeding and exercising. Breastfeeding just alone uses so much energy in the body and requires you to drink a lot of water. And then when you throw in exercise as well, it's even more important to keep those hydration levels up. So before you head out for your workout, before you start your class, make sure you are drinking enough water. So you can bring a bottle of water with you, have it next to your mat, and just think of it as just, yeah, really drinking as much water as you can, because you probably need a little bit more than you think. And yeah, don't forget about nutrition as well. So make sure you're fueling your body with some good snacks, with some make sure you're filling the calories up. I'm not a nutritionist, so I'm not going to tell you what to eat or what not to eat, but just make sure you are eating some good whole foods, keeping yourself fed, watered, all that good stuff, so you can enjoy your practice and yeah, feel good as you're exercising as well. Number four, my favorite tip, I probably say this all the time and I will continue to say it because it's so important, is listen to your body. If you're breastfeeding and exercising, all the things we've already spoke about, they're going to contribute to how you're feeling. So your body's been through so much in pregnancy and giving birth, and now in breastfeeding as well, your body is working in a different way. So you need to find, yeah, what feels good for you. So taking that time just to slow down, to ask yourself before you do any exercise, before you step onto your mat, how am I feeling today? Start to ask that question really daily. Just ask yourself as often as you can, how am I feeling? What do I need? And just let that answer come up. Sometimes what we need is just to rest, and you can just do some breath work, some meditation. Other times, yeah, you want to get moving, you want to get that energy moving around the body. So just listen to your body. And if something feels off, doesn't feel quite right when you are working out, then just take a little step back. You can speak to a healthcare professional, of course, if you feel like something really you need support with. But ultimately, you want to feel good when you're moving your body. You don't want to be pushing your body to do things that doesn't feel good for you, doesn't feel right, just take it easy, take a little step back, take some time, and then come back again when you are feeling more ready. So yeah, check in with yourself as often as you can, listen to your body, and please, yeah, follow what your body is telling you, because our bodies are so intelligent, but often we're so distracted, we're so consumed with everything that's going on externally that we're not really paying attention to what's happening and what's going on for ourselves internally. So just commit to doing that more often, and you can just use your own body as that guide to do what you need to do when you're feeling ready. And my final tip is to modify any yoga practice to suit you, or any exercise to suit you. So make sure what you are doing is postnatal friendly. Make sure you have, yeah, that guidance of a postnatal teacher, a postnatal coach, someone who's going to understand what you've gone through and those changes that are happening in the body, especially if you are still breastfeeding, because as we say, those hormones are different. What we can do is just slightly different. So make sure you're modifying. For example, in yoga, you don't want to put a lot of pressure on the front of the body still, because you're probably going to have some tenderness in the chest. So just, yeah, take it easy, take it slow, and modify where and when you need. So start really gentle with exercises that just slowly rebuild that strength, rebuild your connection to your body. And yeah, just don't push beyond your limits, don't go all in to begin with. You want to take it slow, you want to move slowly, and yeah, find that balance of starting to rebuild the strength but also taking it slow. So they are my tips for if you are exercising while breastfeeding. So you should do. It's good to take care of your body. It can hopefully make you feel a little bit better. Don't be afraid to exercise, but definitely listen to your body and follow these tips that we've shared today. And hopefully you can have a really nice experience of coming back to movement once you've had your baby. Join me for Empowered in Pregnancy, a free 3-day online challenge on the 23rd of September to find more calm, confidence, and comfort throughout your pregnancy. We'll explore the MYC method, which has supported so many mums in finding calm and comfort throughout their pregnancy. You can find out more by using the link below or go to @mumsyogaclub on Instagram or any social platform. To talk about something I am sure we can all relate to, and it's just juggling those endless demands of being a parent. So whatever stage of motherhood you're at, there's going to be a million things that you need to do every day, and it's so easy to feel like you're just constantly running on a treadmill. And yeah, taking care of ourselves normally takes a backseat. And this is what I've come to see with myself often. I'm guilty of it too. And with so many of the mums who are in this community, is we have to really keep reminding ourselves that we need to take care of ourselves, that we need to be a priority. Because it's so easy, isn't it, just to forget about yourself, because there's so many demands, there's so many things happening externally that need our attention, that we forget to really pay attention to what we need. But one thing I found recently, I've come across it and I've been thinking about how it can be used as a mum, is habit stacking. So you might have heard about it if you've read the book by James Clear called Atomic Habits. This is where I came across it. And it's a really clever idea, actually. So it's habit stacking. So it pretty much is what it says. It's pairing a new habit with one that you already do. So one of the examples I can give you is that in my classes, so my pregnancy and postnatal classes especially, we talk quite a lot about pelvic floor exercises and doing those pelvic floor exercises as often as we can. And one tip I always give them, which is when I do them, is when we're brushing our teeth. So when you're brushing your teeth, just do some pelvic floor exercises. And as soon as you get that trigger, you make that a habit, it's going to become a lot easier for you just to integrate that into your days. So now whenever I'm brushing my teeth, I do a few pelvic floor exercises. So it's become that habit and that connection in my brain now that is just something that I do. So there are a few ways I want to share with you that you can habit stack in your day, in your week, just to support yourself in making you a priority and supporting your health and well-being, but most importantly, without adding any extra stress or time to your day. So it's something, as I say, it's something you're already doing that you can just make it a little better by adding a habit on top. So I'll share what I mean. Hopefully it's going to make sense, and hopefully you agree that this is going to help and support you as well. So yeah, number one is find a morning mindfulness moment. So in the morning, what's one thing that we all tend to do is make a cup of tea or make a cup of coffee, whatever it is that you do. So from now on, when you're making your morning coffee or tea, just take a moment just to slow down. So just use that as a time. So whether it's when the kettle's boiling, when the coffee machine's on, just connect to your breath. Just slow your breath down, take those deeper breaths, and just use that as an opportunity to just start the day by just connecting with yourself. So rather than using that time to think about what I need to do next, what I need to do by this time, what needs to happen by 10 o'clock, we can just use that time to just slow down, connect with ourselves, and just have, yeah, a little moment just to center ourselves before we get on with our day. Number two, so while you're playing with the kids or while the kids are playing, you can find some time for exercise. So I've started to do this now, and I've stopped thinking of exercise as something that needs to be a task on its own. So while the kids are playing, they are thankfully getting to that nicer stage, my kids at the moment, where they are playing together. We're getting those really nice moments where they're just happy, they're playing. And I kind of feel like as long as I'm around, they're fine. As soon as I leave the room, of course, they're going to come looking and finding where I am. That's always going to happen. So stay in the room. Don't leave the room is my tip. But if you're in the room with the kids, you can just do a little bit of exercise. So just doing some squats, doing some lunges, whatever it is that you want to do. A little bit of exercise, just get your body moving while the kids are playing. They're still there. Even just grab your yoga mat out, do 5-10 minutes. They can get involved if they want to, but yeah, just use those moments just to add a nice little exercise habit on to your day. My next tip is to prepare some snacks for yourself while you're preparing food for the kids. So kids love a snack, or my kids love a snack. Of course they do, they're kids, that's what they live off, snacks, right? But when you're making snacks for the kids, just take a moment just to get something nutritious prepared for yourself as well. So whether it's chopping up vegetables, getting things ready for a smoothie, just putting something in your handbag for yourself when you're out and about, because I don't know about you, but I'm really good at like packing snacks for the kids. And then we're out for a while, and then I'm a bit hungry, and there's nothing for me. They're all the kids' snacks. So yeah, just get into that habit of also packing some nutritious snacks for yourself. So yeah, whatever it is that you fancy, just make sure it's in your bag. So you're not going to pick at some, or go to go and buy something, or pick at some random bits, and you're going to keep yourself, yeah, nourished. So use that time preparing kids' snacks to also get something good ready for you as well. Hydration is a huge one. I am so guilty of forgetting to drink enough water. Normally it's just because, as I say, there's so much else going on that having a drink of water sometimes isn't top of your priority list, but it should be. So this is what I found has worked for me in drinking more water. How often do we check our phones a day? Quite a lot. A lot of my business is on my phone, so I'm going to use that as a bit of an excuse, but I know it's not really. I'd probably be checking it anyway. But anyway, I've come to this new habit stacking realization that every time I want to look at my phone, I have a drink of water. It's clever. It works. You're going to drink more often. Obviously, keeping a water bottle nearby is going to help anyway. Just always having a glass or a bottle of water within easy reach. But yeah, just every time you want to look at your phone, use that as a trigger just to have a drink of water and just see how much more water you drink if you do this. It really, really works. I've definitely drank a lot more water over the last couple of weeks when I've brought this into my days. And on that topic as well, another one, just as it was like preparing snacks and taking snacks out for kids, make sure when you're packing the kids' water bottles to take out for the day, you're also putting a bottle of water in for yourself. It sounds so simple, and self-care really shouldn't be about drinking water, but unfortunately it really is at times, isn't it? Just keeping yourself hydrated is not as easy as it sounds. So use those little tips just to get a little bit more water into your days. And finally, if your kid still naps, then use nap time to do something for yourself. Now, I know it's so easy to go, oh, but I need to unload the dishwasher, but I need to tidy up after lunch, but I need to put the washing away. And yes, I'm sure you do, I get it, but it's never done, right? There's always something else to do after the next job anyway. So just commit to making sure that nap time, if your kid still naps, or bedtime, straight after the kids go to bed, just give yourself at least half an hour to do something that you want to do. Now, self-care for me isn't always do an exercise or doing a meditation. It can just be something that just makes you feel a little bit happier, a little bit calmer. So whether it's reading a book, whether it's just sitting having a cup of tea, a cup of coffee in peace, just find something that you enjoy doing and just do it while baby sleeps. And if you enjoy like a nice walk, then maybe take baby for a walk for their nap and just have a nice stroll. But yeah, just really use nap time or that time straight after the kids go to bed to just get into a habit of taking half an hour for yourself to do something, as I said, that just fills you up, that makes you feel good. And yeah, commit to doing that. So yeah, start small. So this is quite a lot to take in, I guess, if I've just told you a few things straight after the other, but maybe just try and introduce one a week. So don't get overwhelmed. Don't think of this as like more things to do. Think of it as just adding to something you already do anyway. So just find something that works for you. And some of these may not really work for you, but you can start to think about little opportunities in your day, little things that you do regularly that you can just now add something that just takes care of you a little bit better. So yeah, and those little shifts, if you commit to them every day, will just add up to a big change over time. You'll feel better in yourself. You'll start to remind yourself to take more moments for yourself, to prioritize yourself. So yeah, thank you for tuning in today. I hope you found it helpful. If you did, don't forget to share this episode with a mom friend. Please leave a review if you enjoyed the episode. And I will speak to you again next week. See you later.